afternoon. Today is Monday, March the 30th, 90th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from Security National Properties Division. That's how I'm supposed to say it, right? That's why it's highlighted that way. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Dane Gritness, good afternoon, guy.
How are you?
Hey, we'll know in about, 45 minutes or so when this show's done, huh?
Well, I hope it's good.
Then. Yeah. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time about, the balloon track. I know a lot of folks have been wondering what's going on. Dane works with the Arklys, and we'll get an update on what's going on. That's kind of like toot, 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 but that's about all the hint we'll do until we come back.
Toot, toot, toot.
There you go.
Best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 312. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dane Gritness. But before we do, I guess instead of a quote, we have a definition?
We do.
You're kind of setting your own standard here, first time in.
Well, never done it before, so I thought I'd change it a little bit.
So you can't screw it up, right? Okay, go.
So the word for today is grit, actually. In psychology, is a positive, non-cognitive trait based on an individual's passion for a particular long-term goal or end state, coupled with a powerful motivation to achieve the respective objective. Excuse me.
And what does Ness mean?
Ness?
Lock.
It means a lake, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
What are the questions that you get surrounding the balloon track?
I get a lot of when's the fence coming down, when is there going to be development, when are the trains moving, what are you doing to move the homeless off of the land, and which is a constant problem, I would say. But as far as all that goes, there's not a lot of movement with development or anything else at this time. I've just been working on removing those trains that have been sitting there and kind of been an eyesore for a long time now.
Kind of been.
Yeah.
Do you remember them ever running?
Oh, no. I don't remember it. Do you know the last time they were running?
I can remember when the last time I was on it, Porter was running the Eureka Inn. So I don't know how long John and Therese have been down at Benbow. And I think you and Winston probably would have been about 4 or 5. And they did a Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And it went from Old Town F Street to Arcata somewhere and back again. And they weren't in the prime conditions at that. I mean, they were functional. They were clean, all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't. And that, boy, that's got to be 20-plus years ago.
Yeah. I was born in 86, so.
So, okay, yeah. I mean, so you're kind of halfway close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look at this stuff, and you know. You know that these were functional vehicles at one point. We see them now, and you know they look rough, to say the least. What's the inside of them like? Is it just as bad as the outside?
Everything has been torn out of the insides. There are restrooms in each one of those locomotives, and they were used thoroughly before we had Dan Shields actually weld up every crevice that could be opened. So those trains can't be opened at this point unless you have a tool to open them. So, but every piece of copper, every wire, every little piece that someone would take as a memento is now torn off those things. So,
now those were the trains that were servicing Humboldt County historically?
Yes, and that lead train is actually the train that went from D.C. to Southern California for FDR when he was going golfing. So that lead train has a little bit of history there.
When it's all said and done, are those trains going to be reused, or they get cut up? I mean, what happens to them?
That the hope is that they'll be reused. The four of the five locomotives, there are eight train pieces in particular, five locomotives, two dump trailers, and one center beam car. And four of the locomotives are owned by a private owner named Matt Monson down in Turlock. Now, he owns a company that refurbishes trains, actually. So he's got 30 locomotives up and down the coast of California. 15 of them are just as the four sit now, abandoned.
Rough. Mm-hmm.
These ones are probably worse off than the other 11 that are not used.
Yeah, well, I'd figure if Danny had gone in there and used a torch and sealed everything up. Yeah. Birds aren't even in there. I mean, it's got to be pretty tight. Yeah.
No, there are cats in there. So there's a couple crevices.
So somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. So they were working at the time when Matt bought them, I believe it was about 20 years ago, and that was the promise from what sounded like a promise from the Northwestern Pacific. John Williams said, let's keep 35 people employed with these locomotives. And so Matt Monson bought them then, and shortly after they stopped working.
So to get a train from here to anywhere,
right,
obviously you can't use the rail line.
It's been an interesting process, because he's been trying to decide whether to cut them up, whether to take them in divisible pieces on trucks, or to use a crane and try to go
a barge or something,
straight through Schneider Dock with a barge. And that would mean putting together a new piece of the line for about, I think, 100 yards or so. So it was going to be...
Would you push them?
The Humboldt Timber... or Humboldt Heritage
guys?
They volunteered their dump trucks to push them, actually. So it was going
to
be...
Oh, that'd be kind of cool just to
process.
See them move.
Oh, no, yeah.
Again, wouldn't it?
So we had a guy come over from Reading last weekend, and he's under there with a tape measure, you know, measuring up, and he looks at me and goes, how the hell are we going to do this?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, and they're not lightweight Louis either.
No, they're estimated between 200 and 250 tons apiece. So Matt's goal here, and it looks like we may have some movement April 14th, just a couple weeks away, you'd like to start, and they can be divisible into two different truckloads with just the trucks and wheels, and then the majority of the cab. And so
like
he
the
would,
carcass, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he may be able to get each locomotive in three semis, which would mean the wide load. It would mean the escort and follow car.
Drive really slow.
They're 14 feet wide each, so that's the max you can do without special permits.
Wow. Well, and you probably still have to close down Richardson's Grove to get those bad boys through there.
I think they're thinking 299, so I'm not
I hope the brakes work.
I know.
Wow.
It would be a sight to see.
250 tons each.
If not, all that scrap has been torn off so
yeah.
far. Yeah.
Well, okay. Ballparky, nonetheless.
Mm.
That's...
So the...
I was going to say, that's a ton of weight. That'd be stupid, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The other four, I guess one locomotive, the two dump trailers, and the center beam are owned by the NCRA. So that's... we're still working with the NCRA to see where they would like to relocate those.
Where do they want their toys?
Yeah.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dane Gritness from Security National. The trains are just kind of an interesting, we're talking about it, it didn't, yeah, as normal, spend an awful lot of time in prepping for the show, but I'm flashing back to memories, you know, and hearing the trains, seeing the trains, that kind of stuff. This is really, other than what the Timber Heritage guys do, and a couple of the others, this is about all she wrote, as far as the visible of what was until or if something else comes back. Have you been getting folks making those kinds of comments about, oh, this is the last vestige, or, geez, these things and the train that used to be at Sequoia Park that's now out in Freshwater or Ryan Slough somewhere. This is kind of about all that there is left.
I've heard a little bit, not a lot. A couple people have said, why don't we turn one of them into a museum, keep it painted and nice and somewhere that's can be maintained. And someone else is interested in trying to get one running locally here to be kind of a cool tourist attraction between Old Town and Arcata and try to get those going. But I think a lot of people have just complained about the graffiti and the rust. And
yeah, it's kind of ugly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't the inside track? Now, I don't know if that was one of the cars. It must have been associated with one of the trains. Is out at the old Arcata Redwood, just sitting there, falling apart.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's nice and that kind of thing, but if nobody's willing to step up, or if you are willing to step up, but you don't have any money to step up with, they're all privately owned.
For the most part.
Yeah, so yeah. It's
interesting, to see what, when day comes where trains will start to be moved, what the reaction will be. It's going to be very visible. You can't hide moving four locomotives.
If barging isn't the option, Dane, so we are looking at trucks. Are these just regular old flatbed trucks that haul D8 cats around, the low rider?
I believe so. I believe so.
Wait, it's not called a low rider.
The low boy?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of urban background, too, in my history.
Low rider train, huh? with the spokes.
Yeah, go ahead. You can tell that one to everybody, and they'll get a giggle out of it. But those are the size trailers that are designed to be able to haul something of this magnitude.
I believe so. That's the guys that we're measuring up, we're referring to their truck equipment as. So that's about all I know.
So I would think, then, the actual logistics of it, do these things run? You back them up by where the train is and then the crane lifts them up, or do you push it to the road and that's where the crane is?
I think you back them up right next to the train about as close as you can. And you start with the top and then you work down. I don't think...
Not done one of these before?
No, not yet. Hey, ask me in a couple months.
Yeah, I know. You'll be a pro. Can you imagine being a tourist driving by and... Hey, there goes a train.
Yeah. The one closest to, it's Commercial Street there, dividing that east parcel from the balloon track, that is the train number 70, and that's the NCRA's locomotive. So that one's actually in the way of the back four, which are Matt Monson's. So if that one could get pushed forward, hopefully the Timber Heritage Society would be willing to push that across the street. I think we would facilitate that so that other truck can get in there and the crane get in there a little easier. So
ideally, that the other four would be gone,
mm-hmm.
and then the NCRA's rig stays, or does that have to go also?
That's a good question. We would like for all of them to be removed at this point. And so I went down and they had the ad hoc meeting down in Fortuna City Hall, and I met with Richard Marks and Estelle Fennell, and they had some guys. John Williams was on the line, and it was just kind of a brainstorming session to where they could move them. So at this point, they haven't come up with a solid plan. I think they'd like to. One of the plans they devised was to push the four remaining vehicles, the one locomotive, two dump, and center beam car, push them together, and then build a small fence around them and keep them painted. And so they want to do that basically where
the
they are
NCRA.
Now. Yeah, yeah. So,
but where would that be?
Probably on the parcel where the trains are now. That's what they're
really
suggesting.
And then trying to maintain it so that it isn't as ugly as it
which isn't
appears.
A permanent solution, obviously. So we're still working with the NCRA to try to come up with a long-term plan. I think Richard has an idea for where they could go in Arcata. That would be out of the way because they would like to use these again one day. They don't want to get rid of them. They don't want to scrap them. They don't want them out of town. They'd like them to stay here. So
What would be the investment projected on something like that?
I can't imagine the rehab costs to go into that one locomotive. I couldn't imagine.
Well, I'm just thinking of things like air quality.
Oh,
you know, things like that. Also, I mean, just every turn.
Yeah,
it would be huge money, I would think.
Yeah, and then
Maybe the trains are making a lot of money down south.
Maybe. It's a long way out if they were to be used up here again. So I'm...
I love... Laud the desire.
Right.
Me too, yeah. But the practicality of renovating back old mm-hmm. on a short or a skinny rail instead of using standards that are there. I mean, you know, anytime you customize it, yeah. it costs a ton more.
I'd like to keep brainstorming and see what kind of solution we can come up with to get those moved.
Will tell. It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dane Gritness from Security National. Dane, looking at the concept of this project, I'm still, the 200-ton thing has just got me absolutely stunned that, yeah, okay, fine. So how long is it projected? You're saying a couple weeks. I could see this thing taking a month.
I think it could take longer than a month.
Okay.
It may. We've got a couple estimates from him. When he was talking about scrapping him, get him out of town, he thought it'd take a couple weeks per car, which would be 8 weeks total. And now he's thinking it could be less by trying to divide them into three equal parts. But that means a bigger escort out of town, which means a lot more money to ship them. So I think at this point it could take a week a car, but then there'd be a break in between to kind of get the locomotives down to the Sacramento area to his shop and get them off the trucks.
Yeah, I would think they probably aren't going the speed limit either.
Right.
Out there.
Wow. So it could be a week of work before you see one disappear and then a couple weeks before he starts on the next one.
So I would imagine you guys are going to have access to it once the trains are gone. What are the plans for that? Because that, as you'd indicated earlier, that's really not part of the balloon track mm-hmm. per se. Certainly, it's still part of Rob and Sherry's property and mm-hmm. responsibilities. Also, I would think that they would want to clean that up and do something with it as quick as you could.
Absolutely. I think there's probably a plan, but the first step is just dealing with this graffitied train vagrant-inducing problem.
And I know it's tough not to call it just garbage, isn't it?
It's been
because of the historical,
right?
But it certainly is attractive nuisance.
It does attract, absolutely. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. So it's the first step is just to clean up the property and clear up a problem. I think Rob's wanted these office property for a while now, and with the NCRA owning the easement, and then the Northwestern Pacific actually owning the rails, and then private owner and NCRA owning the vehicles on top of them, it's been difficult to try to actually get them removed. So this progress is a big step because it's been a long time coming.
So once those are gone.
Yes.
And let's just presume that all of them are gone.
Okay.
Which I know is a little bit of a leap of faith.
Sure.
Okay. Then what happens? I mean, what would the community see in this one area? The fences down and maybe the weeds mowed every once in a while, but to keep it clean and open and airy so that nothing starts growing and it
I don't
isn't
think
attracting?
The, I don't think. I think let's say Monday morning next week the trains are gone. On that particular property,
yeah,
on the east, I don't know exactly what would happen. I don't think that the fences would come down. There's still an NCRA-owned building on that property that went through a fire. There's boards over that, so the fence is probably still necessary at this point. But then we can start planning on what to do next. I think that you need to take your first step of removing before you can start really planning on what to do next, because we didn't know if there was going to be an outcome of trains actually being gone to start a plan.
The old depot. Or what was being targeted as a, boy, I can remember, now I'm going to sound old, two decades ago? 20, 25 years ago, Intermodal Transportation Center. trains and buses and cabs and Greyhound and the Amtrak bus and all these things were all going to, HTA, all were going to be located right in that one spot. Well, obviously that hasn't happened. But the structure itself is part of the NCRA?
Yeah.
So where, now is the property owned by Security National?
Yes. Yes, okay. I don't know if that's an easement or if
so you couldn't just cordon that one off and have everything else exposed.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
That's above my pay grade there.
Well, if nothing else, you got the terminology down. So that really doesn't do much other than allow the weed cutting to occur on a easier basis.
I don't even know if it's easier. We could probably cut
really?
Weeds
without
just as easy now.
Without the trains there? Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't have that the eyesore.
Yes. Yes. And that's a big thing because they've been there and it's been an eyesore for a long time. So
is this the first step in getting the balloon track project on its feet and starting to do something? I mean, I've heard references, first step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I think everybody's along with that one.
I think this is just a walk to the stairs at this point. I don't think it's the actual first step to committing to any plans or project or development or anything. I think
or start date.
Yeah, or exactly. I think it's just a part of the process to get going. So,
is there anything else down there in that property, in that footprint, that also needs to be addressed? Like the trains, or is everything else pretty much cleaned up? And this is the biggie.
I think this is the biggie. I'm sure that there's some more problems on the actual balloon track parcel that environmentalists would say are a problem, but
nothing like this.
Nothing physical. That's a burden. I'm not sure if the rails will just easily come right up, or if that will be a process to get rid of the actual rails as well. But
and again, who owns the train rails themselves are
the easement is NCRA. Then on top of that, Northwestern Pacific Railroad owns the rails.
And Northwestern Pacific, okay. And I wonder if those are the guys that owe the money. I know there's still some monies that are owed.
Oh,
but an old rail line, not worth a too many beans.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I like to bring things down to food reference. The whole enchilada, right? Yeah, I beat Damien to that one. KINS, News and Information Times 342. We'll be back with more from Dane Gritness.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon, blah, 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 with Dane Gritness. So, Dane, to see the trains, is there going to be places where people can watch whatever it is on the 14th happen? I mean, can we – I know you're not looking for a staging area. You're not going to be selling concessions and popcorn. And
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a couple bucks in somebody's pocket. But, you know, I don't think we want to get in the way. But on the other hand, this one ain't going to come around again for most of our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this be a kick in the pants to be able to see?
It would be interesting. No, I have not thought about that. I don't know. I would recommend not coming down to watch, just so there's not a lot of people standing there. But it would be really interesting to see. I'd like to see it myself. But I can't, you know, I can't speak of if everyone's crowded on the sidewalk right next to the fence, I would assume they're going to try to keep people away as far as possible in case the train did topple or a crane
safety
went
concerns.
Over. Yeah. So I'm interested to see what kind of what kind of space they need to do this, and if the south side of the trains is going to be the best way to approach it with that crane. You know, does the crane need to be on one side and the truck on the other? We might need to take that whole fence down for a few days just to get everybody in there. I think one of
be kind of like a breath of fresh air anyway.
Right. Let them breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one of those power poles that is not connected anymore, and a couple of them need to come down. So I need to look into that still, actually. But as far as people going to watch, I'm not sure.
It'd be a little bit of a spectacle. I mean, you know, if we can line up for 2 miles to have a Kmart opening, why can't we hang out and see something right. like this? I mean, you know, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Now, I would presume they're only going to be working during the daylight hours.
I would think so,
it's
yeah.
not around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after work is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I would think so. The 14th is tentative, but it's probable, I think. So.
Well, just be sure to have Shirley send out a press release then.
Oh, sure. She'd love that.
It's happening.
Come on down.
Yeah. Well, maybe not that part of it. Yeah. Save the Barb Barker references over to the side. But that kind of stuff, it's kind of like watching the pulp mills go down.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be right there. You don't have to feel the earth shake when it hits.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to drive by slowly and take a look and go, okay, this kind of feels like a little bit of progress.
Yeah.
In Old Town, ain't it cool?
And progress is a good word, I think so. I think that people would be happy to see it. I would think that Waterfront there might be closed, just being the trains closer to that than 2nd Street. So.
Well, and if you've got the low boys,
right,
they're going to have somewhere to be able to go slow and stage if you've got two or three of those bad boys at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, parking in front of the retail store for 2 days is not going to be really the way that anybody's going to want to have that happen.
It's going
to
be interesting. I'm sure if you were standing on the sidewalk across the street, it'd be a safe place to stand.
Yeah, just to kind of see what's going on.
Well, people will be watching through their phones anyway, so maybe just wait till it's on the internet.
Oh, yeah, right. That's the 20-something speaking there. Oh, but yeah, progress. It sounds exciting. It sounds like it's fun. It sounds like mm-hmm. stuff going in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's exciting. And then
Is the building going to come down also, or is that...
We don't have plans to remove the building at this time.
To be fixed up, then?
Hopefully to be fixed up. I think that's NCRA's decision. In the immediate future, we may be putting the small cat doors there for those 6 feral cats to be relocated.
Good. Yeah, just make sure they're cats and not big rats.
Yeah. And Susan and Dave Rosso have done a great job of keeping those cats, any new cats, spayed and neutered as they arrive. And so it's really helped keep that population down. And I think there's only 6 now. And
But you wouldn't want it to be in reference as the cat house, would you?
Not yet.
Didn't think so. Oh, boy. Well, have fun. You may see me down there at least spending 5 minutes looking at the trains getting cut up in a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Dane Gritness. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you tomorrow.